you think an Irishman and a German woman got along? But she had taken care of the children, and she had one child by a previous marriage, and she was supposed to have been a very beautiful woman. And she came, I don't know how old this child she had was, but apparently old enough that she didn't ever come to Texas with her. She remained in Louisiana, and she married there. And they corresponded, but as far as them ever getting together again, I never did know about it, or never, no one ever told me. But she came, and then she had six children by him after that. The three older children were, one of them, the boy, was born somewhere in Illinois. Mm-hmm. So he was not, the two girls were Irish, from Ireland. They were born in Ireland. And the oldest girl married Thomas, who was the, you know, the big landowner in this county. And we were related to the on that side. Grandfather Nicholas got the grant from Mexico in 1834, and shortly after that, Mexico was in, we were in war with Mexico. Mm-hmm. And he took his family, or sent his family back to Louisiana for safety. Mm-hmm. When he joined up. And I had a first cousin who talked about when they left in a wagon, and grandfather was born in 42, so Aunt Fanny was a baby when they went back to Louisiana. Mm-hmm. And one of the older children carried her up in front of the saddle on this trip. Now, you know how people have to have everything for babies now, the little thing. Can you imagine going from here to Louisiana horseback with a baby?
Mm-hmm.
I can't. I really can't. But the endurance, the perseverance, the endurance these people had, mm-hmm. is beyond my thinking, mm-hmm. almost, because they had to have lots of backbone,
yeah.
and stamina, and they did. Anyway, he is credited with having raised the Goliad flag of independence at Goliad. He also is credited with helping to save the starving people here in the mission, because he gave his entire cattle herd plus his corn crop to save their, you know, help them eat. Mm-hmm. And in return for this, the people at the mission gave him one of the old bells that originally hung in the mission.
Oh, is that right?
And the story goes that it was carried to the San Antonio River. He had a chapel in the top of his house, and the bell hung there, and they could hear it ringing up and down the San Antonio River when they were going to have church. Of course, they had traveling priests, and they came and stayed at the ranch. We have recently gotten a marker for the Peter, who was my grandfather, for his house, because they held church services there too.
Mm-hmm.
But when grandfather, he was with men, and of course they were captured and put into the La Bahia mission, and he was a blacksmith, and they wanted to save these people, I suppose, that would be of use to them. And this Carlos de la Garza, who was a Mexican general, apparently was friendly with him, because we found receipts in their papers that grandfather got his original start of cattle from Carlos up on the San Antonio River, mm-hmm. where he had a ranch. Well, he evidently was there at the mission, the Bahia mission,